The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A wonderful weekend ahead in the NFL. 4 divisional round games, 2 tomorrow, Sip, and 2 on Sunday. We are joined now by Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. We are joined a lot of Fridays throughout the year. Lee, good morning. Thanks for joining us. I was looking at the schedule. I feel like there's some years you have an obvious dud game. I don't really see a dud in this round of 4, do you?
I wouldn't say it's a dud, but I would say maybe the least exciting of the 4 is probably the first game they put it there, is the Cincinnati and Tennessee game. But I think that's a really good game. I mean, Joe, anytime you got Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase on one side, and Henry and Tannehill, and that, you know, defense that's coming on for Tennessee. So I think all 4 are really good. I think you hit it right on the head.
Well, let's stay right there, Lee, in the first game that you think might be the least appealing. I think there's a lot of value there. Derrick Henry's back for Tennessee. Joe Burrow, of course, gets his first playoff win, the first win for the Bengals in 31 years for the franchise, and their win over the Raiders last week. Tennessee is the one seed. Do you see the upset and play with the Bengals here? Or how do you feel about this game in Nashville tomorrow?
I would say of the 4, this is the one I like the most, and I would probably go with Tennessee. I just think that Cincinnati, you got to pay your dues. I think they're going to be really good. I think they're going to dominate the division here for a long time, as long as they can, you know, keep fortifying in the draft and get some guys in free agency. I just think their offensive line isn't there yet. I think their front 7 isn't there yet. I know Hendrickson's going to play for them, but with Henry coming back, I think they get him 10, 12 touches, and those 2 receivers. It's like the first time their 2 stud receivers have been healthy and not on the injured list all year. So it's an off surface also. And how about this stat? Since this Tennessee coaching staff came together, 8-0 straight up and against the spread with extra time to prepare for a game, and they've won by 19.8 points per game.
Hello.
So Vrabel's staff doing something right when they have extra time.
Okay, Chiefs-Bills. Now, here's a question I have about Chiefs-Bills, Lee.
Yep.
The Bills were fabulous last week in the first round, wild card round. I mean, fabulous.
Yep.
You wonder if they left their best game out on the field in that round. Can they come back with that sort of performance the next week?
I was kind of thinking the same thing, but yeah, they're not going to duplicate. You can't duplicate doing that. But I just think both of these 2 teams, their quarterbacks are so good. I'm going to play this game a different way. So I don't see this as more than a touchdown game.
Okay.
Both defenses are playing well right now. Both the linebackers on both teams are playing well. They're coming to the ball, cleaning things up. Cornerbacks are playing better. Offense is obviously, and the quarterback's, you know, almost unstoppable. So I'm going to go with a 2-team 6-point teaser, and one half of it, I'm going to take Buffalo from 1.5 to 2 points and move it up to 7.5 to 8 and take Buffalo plus 7.5 to 8. I just think whoever has the ball last is either going to be trying to score to win the game or taking a knee.
There's a lot of thoughts.
That's the way I see it.
A lot of thoughts, Lee, that this game, Bills-Chiefs, is the de facto AFC championship. Do you believe that the winner of this game goes to the Super Bowl, or do you believe that Tennessee or the Bengals can still make a push to get there?
I would say it's highly likely because both of these two teams, I think, can go on the road and win. So if the Kansas City-Buffalo game was deciding home field advantage for the next round, I would say it would be highly unlikely that Cincinnati and Tennessee could win. But that's why it makes it fun. It's Tennessee, if they win, is going to be home for both of these two games. So, like I said, I think the best way to attack this game is to put it in a two-team six-point teaser.
Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, going through the NFL divisional round games. Already went through Bengals, Titans, Chiefs, Bills. In the NFC, Lee, you have tomorrow night in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, the 49ers against the Packers. Big win for San Fran in Dallas last week. Can they back it up with another road win?
It's possible. I would say highly unlikely. But problem is it's 6 points. And the first game, Green Bay, you know, they won with a late field goal.
Yeah.
They are the better team. Aaron Rodgers is the best cold weather quarterback I've ever seen in my life. If anyone says
Whoa.
There's one better,
Whoa.
Prove me wrong. I've never seen a guy in cold weather, in rain, and in snow play the way he does. I mean, it's almost they should almost, you know, do an hour special on it. I don't know whether it's his
There's
hands.
There's an idea.
You know, his body just doesn't seem affected. It's crazy. So I think that Green Bay is going to win. I mean, I don't love their defense. I think San Francisco's defense is better. But remember, San Francisco, Warner and also Bosa are not 100%. Looks like both will play. But, you know, how do you – if you've been betting against Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady – more than half the time, you're living under a bridge now. So I'm going to put them in a two-team six-point teaser the other half and just take Green Bay as a pick 'em.
I'll be darned. I want to get back to this cold-weather quarterback. Now, Brady's a good cold-weather quarterback, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but not like – I mean, they played in some tough – he's obviously probably number two.
Yeah.
But
– who'd be number three, Lee? Who'd be number three?
I don't know. You might have to go back to someone like Bart Starr
right.
or something like that.
Yeah, Roger Staubach.
How was Favre in the cold?
The class is just so limited. It's just a tough thing to – you have to have huge hands, number one.
Yes.
And, you know, I can't think of anyone.
Well,
if you can think of a third, I'd love to study it, but it's those two guys and then everyone
well,
else.
Well, I don't want to go off too much on a tangent here. By the way – our EP, Harrison, gives us the info that Rodgers is 28-8 in freezing conditions. Good call by you.
That is remarkable.
That's remarkable. It's more than
That's
big
crazy.
Hands. It's more than big hands. There's a certain there's a toughness, a mental toughness that has to enter
right.
into that, right? A physical toughness and a mental toughness. But that is fascinating, and I love the idea of taking a deep dive into that. Like asking quarterbacks – well, how do they approach it? But whatever, we'll go to something else.
Do you believe, Lee, is this, regardless of what happens, win or lose the Super Bowl, is this Aaron Rodgers' final season in Green Bay, or does he stick around next year for one more hurrah?
I think he's going to move on. I think he's going to move on.
To
I think
where?
He's like Tom Brady. I think he wants to try his hand for a couple years with another team.
Will he go to a warm weather spot?
I don't think that matters. I would say it's more likely he goes to a team like Denver.
Denver.
More cold weather, I guess, for him.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Yep. They're set up. Lee, going through the last game, both teams dominated their first-round matchups. The Bucs, of course, smoked the Eagles. Right. The Rams smoked the Cardinals. So they're both coming in pretty hot. This game's in Tampa Bay. How do you feel about the Bucs and Rams on Sunday?
So it's tough. to predict this game. I hate going against Tom Brady, but this might be the time. I think his offensive line is really banged up. In fact, Philly got four sacks last week, and looks like Von Miller playing his best ball in maybe 3 or 4 years. Remember, if you go back to the 2015 AFC title game, he had three sacks and a pick in that game, so he might come to play. I just think that they're going to try to take Mike Evans out of the game. And if they're able to do that, then it just leaves Gronk, who's almost unguardable also, but it's going to take them quite a few plays to move down the field. And I just think that I don't love Matthew Stafford in big games, but I think he may have the weapons now. I mean, they're actually running the football, and OBJ looks like, you know, a couple years ago, finally healthy and understands the system. He was running the wrong patterns half the time or not finishing patterns first couple weeks when he came back. I'll take a shot here. I'll take a flyer. Wrong team favored, Rams 27-24.
Okay. All right. Lee, in terms of if you had to pick your perfect of these four teams left, what is your, for entertainment, what is your desired matchup in the Super Bowl of the four?
Probably Buffalo and Green Bay.
Buffalo and Green Bay?
That
would be a great matchup.
Yeah, that's great.
Josh Allen versus Aaron Rodgers, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Buffalo Niners would be appealing too. Buffalo Niners would be fun.
Yeah, national. There's a national following for the Niners. Yeah. So, I'm okay really with anything.
All of it would be good. All of it would be good.
Yeah.
Last thing, Lee. Are you hearing any word on an update for the Miami Dolphins head coaching search down there?
Yeah. Good question.
Well, I would say, believe it or not, I mean, there's so many guys out there. If I had to say one right now, it might be Eric. Sleeping with the enemy, great nickname. I don't know if any, of the targets out there are that excited to come to Miami. I mean, like Eric Bieniemy, he's working with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You go from Patrick Mahomes to working with Tua,
that
can't get you too excited. So, I mean, the buzz is all about where Flores is going to end up. I would say my best guess is he ends up with the New York Giants.
Yeah.
But, a pretty underwhelming group of possible head coaches. I mean, Dan Quinn, does he get you excited?
Jeez.
He doesn't get me excited. I think the Dolphins definitely have to go with an offensive coach. But, Brian DeBole, I mean, he might be the number two guy. I mean, Byron Leftwich has been talked about for a bunch of teams.
Please, no.
A lot of openings. Maybe the reason no one's picking anyone is no one's that sold on anyone yet so far. Maybe they're not sold on the teams and the quarterbacks they'll be working with.
I keep hearing this Mike McDaniel for the Niners, and I don't want people to realize that Kyle Shanahan calls the plays in San Fran. This guy's like some guru. I'm like, he doesn't call the plays.
It'd been like hiring John Papuchas.
Exactly. Lee, thanks for the time. How can people check out your picks for the weekend, the rest of the picks?
We do it all, basketball, hockey, even a UFC pay-per-view coming back. This weekend, so just go to ParamountSports.com. It's all up and available, and if you ever want to reach me, you can call me, 800-400-9741.
Lee, we always appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Okay, see you guys.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good stuff. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Again, ParamountSports.com, where you can find his information and his picks on the rest of games for not just NFL, but college football, basketball.
Hey, you know who's a good cold weather quarterback is Josh Allen.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, big hands.
We had
big
people mention Jim Kelly on the text line.
Jim Kelly.
Made four straight Super Bowls, lost them all for the Bills.
Jim Kelly would definitely be in that conversation. Josh Allen is in that conversation. If you watched last week's game at Buffalo in 8-degree weather, he seemed to handle it pretty well.
Would you consider, like, John Elway for that honor?
Yeah, you would definitely have to. Yeah, that's a very, very interesting subject to me.
It'd
obviously
be a curious list to see, like, the top 10. Roethlisberger's a great
He'd be a great one to put in there. We'll see what DP has to say about that.
Yeah, we will ask him.
Yeah, and those guys will know.
We will.
We'll have some. And I'd like to know what you look for. Maybe it's sort of obvious. Well, hello.
Oh, bro.
Good job, Harrison. Tom Brady, 61-9 in games below 40 degrees.
Jeez.
Oh, tough dude.
That's incredible.
Yeah, tough dude.
Yeah, that's
mentally
well done.
Tough.
That's well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll
Harrison.
Ask DP and Jay their thoughts on cold weather quarterbacks, too, next segment. Yeah. But right now, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. We started off the day talking about Ozark. It's back. So for film/TV Friday, we're doing Ozark trivia.
Oh, God. I'm not
If
even...
you watch the show...
Jeez,
you
don't do this.
It'd be embarrassing if you lost.
I know. I'm not good at this.
Mr. Ozark diehard. Yeah. If you are also like us, Ozark diehards on Netflix, we know there's a lot of you out there. Call us right now at 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
I know there's plenty of you out there that watch the show Ozark. We're just doing some simple Ozark questions today. If you think you know it, 402-464-5685. Line open for you. Don't be scared. Sip loves the show, but he also forgets things at times when it comes to, especially to film and in movies and anything, TV. Right?
Yeah.
You're good at describing people. This game's about actual answers, not descriptions of what they look like,
great,
sound like. We have callers here. We'll get a name here in a second, but the lines are getting jacked. Are you nervous about this or what?
Like, yeah, a little bit.
Felt like you were upset that I even went there.
A little bit. I mean, I'm not good at this. Like, I'm not good at, I don't know. Like you say, I get kind of lost in characters. I don't get embroiled in the story as much.
You've watched the show, the series,
three times. Yeah.
All right, Matt, how do you feel about Ozark trivia today?
I watch, so I should hopefully hold my own on it, I think.
Okay,
all right, Matt.
Good, Matt. That's good to hear, and thanks for calling. Jake, I'm 47 and 47 since the reset, even at 500. I need this.
This is big. Yeah. This is for a winning week. You're 2-2 in the week also.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure here.
All right, Matt, first question goes to you. What is the first name of the elderly man that the family moves into in the Ozarks who lives in the basement?
Oh, that's from long ago. That's a problem.
Five seconds.
I'm going to have to pass.
All right. I just need the first name of the man who lives in the basement of their house in the Ozarks.
Yeah, it's got to be Buddy.
Buddy is...
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. See, that's what I mean.
I'm in trouble.
No, you're not in trouble yet. It's early. It's still early. It's still the first quarter.
That's a hard one.
Well, you got it right. All right, Matt. You're up 1-0.
Sip.
Matt's the contestant.
Yeah, Sip.
Sip, for the 2-0 lead, your first question. What is the last name of Jacob and Darlene, the established heroin producers in the Ozarks?
I guess I'm better at this than I thought. Snell.
Jeez.
Yeah, Snell, Darlene
is
Snell.
She's a horrendous person.
Yeah, she's...
Great character, but a horrible person.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Jacob's sort of interesting.
Yep.
But she had enough of Jacob.
She did.
Jeez.
Okay, to stay alive, Matt, your last question, down 2-0. What is the last name of Ruth shared with her father, Cade, and brother, Wyatt? Last name.
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
What is the last name of Ruth shared with her father, Cade, and her brother, Wyatt? What is their last name?
Should be a layup.
It should be, right. I just watched an episode last night. I'm just completely fogged out here.
I totally understand.
You got this, Matt. Dig deep. You got 5 seconds.
Yeah, you got to kind of gather yourself in these situations.
Deep breath. 5, 4.
Langmore.
There you go. All right, he stays alive. Langmore is correct.
See, now there's no pressure.
Wow.
All right, so this is for the win. Last question, Sip. What is the name of the cartel that the birds are involved with?
I got that one, Sip.
Do you? Boy. This is just wonderful. The name of the cartel.
Blow a 2-0 lead?
Yeah, I think I could. I think I'm on the verge of blowing a 2-0 lead.
Five. Four. Three. Two.
The Mayan cartel.
I gave you the horn before the answer was complete. It's not the Mayan cartel. Matt, what is the cartel for the tiebreaker?
That'd be Navarro.
The Navarro cartel. Look at that. We got all four questions right today. This goes to you, Sip, because it was the caller the other day. So this is to you. You had a 2-0 lead. You blew it.
Okay. Still in.
Here we go.
I got. Hold on. Let me regroup.
Ready? Ruth Langmore is played by actress Julia Garner.
Sure.
How old is Julia Garner in real life?
Oh, jeez. I've read her bio. Julia Garner in real life.
Yep.
Is 33.
Okay. Matt, over, under 33 for Julia Garner.
That's a good guess. I'm going to have to go over it. I'm just guessing.
She's only 27.
Hello.
She's only 27 years old.
Young. She's a great actress.
Matt, it was a great comeback. We'll get you a bagel to coffee. Thanks for calling in and call in down the road.
Good job, Chip. Thanks.
Great game, Matt. Great game.
Well played. Hey,
yeah.
We got
I'm shaking
all
Matt's
running.
Hand right now.
You guys both got a steal.
Yeah.
Got
okay.
One.
Julia Garner is that now. The reason I wouldn't have guessed 27 is because she is precocious. Because that, I would think she's in her 30s because she's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about a convincing actress. I mean, how could she do that? Ruth is incredible.
I know, yeah.
How do you portray that Ruth Langmore? That
she is really good at it.
Oh,
she is incredible.
God.
She turns 28 on February 1st.
Okay.
So she's aging.
Yeah, Ruth is right behind Marty in terms of the ones I like on that.
And by the way, Milkman, yes, I misspoke. Wyatt is a cousin, not a brother of Ruth, but still the Langmore family.
Yeah.
There. Cousin.
The notorious Langmores.
That's right.
Very notorious in that region.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Hey, by the way, right now before we get to break and bring in DP and Jay, caller 5 is going to win a free haircut. Compliments of Great Clips, 7 locations
Whoa.
In Lincoln, a free haircut.
Whoa.
Caller 5 at 402-464-5685 will get compliments of us and Great Clips, a free haircut.
Whoa.
You come here, you pick it up.
That's a great
we'll
deal.
We'll have it for you. Yeah.
That's saving you 25,
Caller
30 5, bucks.
464-5685 will win a free haircut to Great Clips. That's a good way to go into the weekend right there.
Yeah.
For whoever wins that. So congrats in advance to whoever wins. We'll bring in DP and Jay Foreman next for the spillover on Early Break in the Ticket.